Hi everyone, my name is Clement Chi and I'm from PreachingSecrets.com. In this audio, I'm going to show you how you can prepare a sermon effectively with only a few simple steps. There are also so many other ways to go about it, and the technique I'm going to share with you today is one of the simplest and yet a workable one. Once you've learned this technique, you can use it over and over again for your future sermons. But before that, allow me to encourage you with a few words. If you are already a preacher, then it is good. However, if you want to be a preacher, let me encourage you to go all out to achieve your preaching success. You don't have to be a clergy, a theology student, a church staff, or a church leader in order to preach. If you allow God to use you as a channel, then you will be used to preach. So let's get started. Now, the very first thing you need to do is to pick a Bible verse. Once you have done that, meditate upon the verse and see what you can understand or receive from this verse. Does the verse talk about love? Does the verse talk about money? Does the verse talk about God's grace? Or does the verse talk about fellowship? Whatever it is, you need to understand what the verse says. That's the first step. Pick a verse. Secondly, once you've picked the verse and understood the verse, you need to give your sermon a title. Do this at the beginning of your sermon preparation because it is going to set the direction for your sermon. While giving your sermon a title, ask yourself these questions. What kind of objective you want to achieve? What do you want them to understand about your sermon? What is the purpose of your preaching sermon? What are you trying to get across your audience's heart? When you can answer all these questions, setting a title for your sermon will be very, very easy. Thirdly, now that you've got a Bible verse and a title for your sermon, it's time to write an introduction and the main points for your sermon. Don't worry, they are not difficult to do. In introduction, lay a foundation for your audience of what you're going to preach. For example, if you're going to talk about relationships, tell them you're going to share with them the three main reasons why having God in the center of a relationship is so important. Why do they need these main reasons? What are the consequences they are going to suffer when they don't understand these reasons? In the main points, you can just explain your pointers and reasons. Again, taking the relationship topic as an example, the pointers could be number one, both heading to the same direction. Number two, find it easier to agree each other. Number three, learn to accept each other's weaknesses. Explain a little bit more for each of the pointers. If you can quote a Bible verse, it will be even better. So firstly, pick a Bible verse. Secondly, give your sermon a title. Thirdly, construct an introduction and the main points for your sermon. Now, finally, you need to wrap up. In other words, this is where you express your conclusion. By now, the objective of your sermon will have been achieved. By now, the reasons why having God in a relationship are expressed and understood for this instance. So when you have done all these components, you can end with a closing prayer. So that's it. It's not difficult at all, and allow me to encourage you to start writing a sermon of your very own. It is okay if you think you are not good at it. You need to start somewhere. Even the greatest preachers on earth started somewhere, some time ago. Keep writing and you will get better at it. For more information, please visit PreachingSecrets.com. Let me repeat. For more information, please visit PreachingSecrets.com. God bless you.